Oh, shit. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Girls' Night. I don't think we've ever started like that before. We are dragging over here, me and your co-host here, Tommy Magnuscaria. Are you still Tommy Magnuscaria, or did you change that?
For the whole year. Yeah.
For the whole year, you're Tommy Magnuscaria. Is that your New Year's resolution?
Yep, that's the one.
we hit it real hard. Welcome to Girls' Night, I should say. We have a special guest on today, Andy Sanford.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for coming on the pod.
I'm just like you are right now.
You're not feeling it either?
No, I'm dragging ass.
Hell yeah. We just gave Andy some coffee, and everybody always wants fucking cream and sugar in this house, and we never have it.
Well, you're around Puerto Ricans long enough. Drinking coffee like them.
Andy, are you a drinking man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You ever get into that devil's dandruff?
What is that?
Whoa, we're starting heavy.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I ought to right now. I'm dragging ass.
Put that in your coffee, bitch.
You're not being... That's a real thing, right? Devil's dandruff? You believe in Satan, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Satanist podcast. Yeah, we are really dragging. Yeah, you wanted some milk and sugar in your coffee.
Oh yeah, and all of your milk is expired.
3 gallons of milk, all expired. One of them, one sip is gone.
Yeah, seriously, I don't know what that was used for.
I told you, man.
You have one milk that expired January 3rd that has a teaspoon out of it.
We live like kings in this house, man.
I love that.
We like the top part. We want the skimmest part of the skim milk.
I want skim a teaspoon of milk. Throw away the rest.
And kill the cow.
I used to always tell people I was lactose intolerant when I was a kid.
Yeah, just
like a straight up
lack. Like
yeah, like we went to this thing and we were supposed to churn butter, like an old timey. But you ever go to like an old timey place where they taught you how the pilgrims live?
Oh yeah,
yeah, like Williamsburg, Virginia.
They were like, you have to churn butter, and I was like, I can't. I'm lactose intolerant. And I was like eating ice cream a minute later.
Oh man, that's a good lie.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
I lied about being allergic to onions because I didn't like them.
Fuck you.
Hey, onions suck, dog. They're bullshit.
I like them cooked.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're fucking bullshit, too, man.
Yeah, you
guys coming to me in my house?
You got strong opinions about onions, man.
I got a sandwich today at that bodega, and the guy, like, every time he goes to put a big fucking scoop of them on, I'm like, I didn't say it. No onions.
Oh, yeah, sometimes they assume you want a bunch of fucking gross-ass iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
It's just like putting water on my sandwich.
It is the grossest lettuce. Where do they find that fucking lettuce? They don't sell that anywhere.
They get that shit out of here.
It's not from the earth.
No one's ever wanted that.
It's like the earth's dingleberries. Iceberg lettuce.
So bad. So it's shredded in such a weird way. It's like they put it through a shredder.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's not good. Not
kills
good.
Kills every sandwich.
Me and T-Mac here are dragging. My New Year's resolution was to not be hungover this year. And
you made it 9 days.
I gotta say, I don't have a headache. I feel like I don't count it. I'm
is
not.
That,
counting
yeah. What
it
are the qualifications
hungover?
Of hangovers? It's a subject.
Dehydration, headache. Nauseated
and
upset stomach, diarrhea.
Yeah.
That's a hangover.
That's a nice piece of business.
Hey, thank you. No, if I just have the upset stomach, I think that's just, I think I got off easy.
Yeah, I say if you're not nauseous, then you're good.
Yeah, I think
just
I'm fine.
A little like shit.
Just feel kind of shitty. That's okay. Yeah. It's okay to feel kind of shitty sometimes.
Yeah, it's like an everyday thing for me.
We got real crazy. We went and partied real hard.
Yes.
Over, drank a lot of vodka sodas.
A
lot of lemon drops. I forgot about that. Those will sneak up on you. I totally forgot. Man, we got in a fight with a guy.
That
was
an
argument.
Fight. Yeah.
He was being a dick. I don't remember his name, but he was talking about doing cruises. And I was like, you really want to spend your whole life doing cruises? And he was like, well, what are you doing? And I was like, fuck you.
That jump back at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look out. Those guys are definitely going to jump back at you.
Oh,
he kept
I get
saying
to
the
see
number.
The world. I was in the Bahamas last week.
Oh, yeah?
$1,000 for 4 days. I was like, all right.
And I get to hang out with the crew.
I love
get
cruise.
Half off of massages.
You think you're too good for cruise? he was talking about doing colleges. It was fine, but he was so condescending that I was like, I had
to
come at
him.
You're
like a comedy, like cruise Nazi.
Yeah. Actually, cruises are where the best work's being done comedically. I don't even have a problem with them. Like, if you go do a cruise for like a week, whatever, I don't give a shit.
I like it because you can say whatever you want on international waters.
as long as it's 100% clean.
Finally, away from the PC police.
I almost did a cruise once. I was in like 2009, because there was going to be this cruise. There was going to be this cruise ship that was like New York City, right? And it was, the whole theme of it was everything there was to do was like a night on the town in New York. So they had like a small 80-seat comedy club where you could do rated R.
That doesn't sound bad.
This sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it?
It fell through. I don't know. It's not because I backed out. I would have done it. I was just curious. Like,
yeah. There are some that are good, I've heard. Like, there's like the one in Hawaii or whatever where it's like all comedy nerd people go to it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that sounds the like cruise? It could be a nightmare too, though.
Yeah, just a bunch of people
we're like talking about podcasts
festival
and stuff. I used to get that at a party every once in a while. Someone that listens to like Comedy Bang Bang and Mark Maron and stuff. So they like hear inside comedy things, but they don't know how to process them. So they just like they unload them on you. Everything they know about to be true about comedy.
Is it true that comedians love to lock the gates?
That is true. God damn it, I was just about to do that. We are sponsored by Mark Maron. Pow!
Is it true that Audible.com gives you the best deal? Is it true what they say about stamps.com?
Now leaving nerdist.com. Yeah. That's the other thing we got. We have a new sponsor this week.
Who?
It's a big deal. A lot of people use shampoo, right?
Sure.
Well, what do you want in a shampoo as a man?
You know, clean my hair, make it smell good.
Just your hair, huh? Well, what about an all-in-one shampoo experience?
Are you talking like conditioner or body wash?
Oh, I'm talking conditioner. I'm talking body wash. Guess what else is in this?
What?
Anything you need as a man. There's shaving cream in there.
Oh, shit.
Condoms.
Condoms?
Yeah, toilet paper.
How is it condoms?
Oh, you know, everything a man needs all in one.
Is, like, is there razor blades in
there's
there?
There's razor blades.
Oh, man, that'd be so convenient.
There's deer jerky. There's pretty much anything you need as a man is in the shampoo. It's almost unusable. But
Second Amendment in there?
No, it's in there.
Hell yeah.
Right to bear arms?
Hell yeah.
Awesome, there's man. I want to know that. The Second Amendment rights are in my hair.
this is a Second Amendment podcast, by the way.
Good.
Get it all today, Deerkin's hair shit. That was a real
hair
lazy
shit
one.
Sounds like a really good deal.
I mean, they really fell apart at the end of that ad. That was the read that they gave me.
Hair shit?
Yep.
Yeah, they just gave up.
Deerkin's hair shit. So I guess check that out. You can get it at fucking Kmart.
This isn't a sponsor. I'm sure they would be if you contacted them, but I would like to give a plug
for
a product that I thought was both manly and very useful, and that was beef straws. I had a Bloody Mary with a beef straw.
That's real?
Yeah, it's a real thing. It was called Benny's Beef Straws.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, man. I mean, so you'll throw up all that deliciousness.
That's a great ad.
It's so good, you'll throw up all that delicious shit.
Isn't that like, I know that we all eat animals, but it's, how demeaning is it to be the straw?
To become a straw for a drink.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, that's a bummer. That's a way to go out. Although after you drink the Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
That meat's been soaking in that shit.
Sounds
so
delicious.
It's pretty good. Oh, it's like marinated jerky. It's like rehydrated.
That wouldn't sound bad if I was not about to die.
I'm telling you, it's pretty good.
Is there another one?
I think we got another sponsor today.
Oh, there's another plug one.
Oh, yeah, what do you got?
Over at Zany's St. Charles, this whole month, Hugh Laurie is going to be hosting the show.
Oh, yeah? Wait, are you talking about the headline I saw yesterday in the newspaper?
In the McNamara Post, yeah. House MD becomes House MC.
I read about that.
Mm-hmm. Did you read the back of
my
post?
Acerbic character House will be hosting at Zany's.
Charles, not the
St. Charles, not the good one.
Okay.
St. Charles, at least it's not Rosemont.
Wait, that's no, slogan. It's the other way around.
Rosemont's better.
Rosemont.
But Rosemont got our carry, so they sucked up.
You ever go to Zany's, Andy?
No, I never do.
It's a good time over at
Zany's Nashville.
That's
a great place, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I was there. I opened for Gilbert Gottfried there. He's a funny man.
Yeah.
Feeble.
He was an Aflac duck, you know.
Oh, I heard about that. You're not going to believe this. He talked about that.
He said something about Katrina, right?
I think it was the
Tsunami.
It was the tsunami.
Tsunami.
Yeah.
One of them.
I'm trying to remember what the joke was.
Well, he opened his stand-up hour by saying,
Aflac.
Nothing happened in with the tsunamis. Is that a good Gilbert Gottfried? I don't think so.
You kind of just sound like a Brooklyn guy.
Hey, I'm Gilbert Gottfried.
Tsunamis. I'm gotta get a handle on these tsunamis.
Tsunami's
coming.
Tsunami, pastrami, who gives a shit?
Hey, put it in your, yeah, you know.
Man, we are dragging it here. This is real loopy.
Yeah, whatever.
Who gives a shit?
This guy was asking me for change outside, and he walked up to me and goes, Happy Hanukkah. Got any change? I was like, swing and a miss, bud.
Just now. Today is
not Jewish. It's not Hanukkah.
Yeah, it's not Hanukkah. You're not Jewish, man. You're just, you're out of your element.
Speaking of Hanukkah, how was your New Year's there, Andy? Did you do comedy?
No, I didn't do comedy. I went to some house apartment party.
Ooh, house apartment party, huh?
Yeah.
Man, Brooklyn's weird. They got house apartments.
Yeah, well, that was me. It's an apartment. yeah, it was, got real drunk in a very closed-in space with about 15 other people.
That sounds fun. Did you enjoy it?
It was pretty fun. It's that they were playing like drinking games and stuff, and I hate that.
What kind of games?
I don't even know, man. They were just counting to 14 or something. And making up rules and stuff.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah. Okay. Cheers, Governor.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's play it right now.
Right,
this is a drinking game podcast. This is Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
God, I got to ask what I'm getting into.
There are three alcoholics here.
Oh, we haven't played Let Me See That Dick in a while. Well, this is a podcast for women to party to. It's have you played Let Me See That Dick?
I don't think this has been since I...
It's probably been 2 years since we played Let Me See That Dick. Well, you're a first-time guest, so Andy, show us that dick. Let me see that dick. That's a spicy dick. Show us that dick. That's a nice dick.
You're looking at me like, I'll know the words.
You were supposed to study the podcast when you joined. Jonas used to sing this perfectly.
Guys, I've been standing here with my dick out for at least a minute.
You'd think the fact that we didn't comment on it would tell you everything, Andy. Put it away.
All right, fine.
No, that's a fine dick. What would you give that dick?
What? 6 inches.
Hey.
That's our rating system, right?
That is it. That's the perfect dick. Because there's never been a bigger
dick. It
could
be a 10-inch dick, but
a 10-inch dick is a 6-inch, yeah.
Wow, you're looking 6 inches. That's great.
Because we all know 6 inches is the perfect dick size. Any more, it's too much. Women all say that, right?
Yeah.
Ladies are greedy. when I worked at I used to work at Jimmy John's subs freaky fast. I just delivered sandwiches, but they had like funny signs and stuff.
A lot of
and one of the questions we always got, since they have 8-inch sandwiches, people are like, do y'all have footlongs? Do you have footlong? We're so tired of hearing it that I wanted to put a sign up that said, if you need more than 8 inches, you're a slut. And the manager did not go for it.
Now the fucking blogs are going to come after us, Andy.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I was
the manager wasn't
22 at the time, I think. So. Cut me a break. We were all saying slut.
Dude, it was crazy.
It was a different time.
What year was that?
I don't know.
My
10 years ago?
My man.
We're going to say 2006.
Oh, big slut year.
Solid year. The year I graduated. As a fat man from high school.
I was a sophomore.
I was a fat man.
You're
I was
a little
35-year-old man.
06 grad?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just found some pictures. I'll put them on the website, hotornot.com. It's our website.
Don't put it on there. You're going to get
feelings.
Your feelings hurt, man.
No, we our New Year's Eve was pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
I brought Tommy McNascaria here to the Comedy Attic.
Woo!
You've been to the Comedy Attic.
I have.
It's a great time. And so the first show, it was New Year's Eve, and so it's a totally different atmosphere at a comedy club on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I'd only done it one other year.
It's madness.
Because it's people who don't go to comedy clubs. It's people who just want to party.
Yeah.
And so it's crazy.
Let's get them to sit down and hear our jokes.
It's insane. But for some reason, people pack out comedy clubs for it. I don't know why.
Yeah, both shows sold out. Yeah.
But at that early, the weird thing is, so we did an 8 o'clock and a 10:30 show, and the 8 o'clock was way crazier. Like, people were fucking lit up. There was a guy barking at me.
There was a guy barking, yeah.
Whenever he liked a joke or just a statement, he'd be like, ruff, He was fucking nuts.
Wow. Yeah, I said the word quinceañera, and he said 15. Just like near the age you are when you get a quinceañera.
Hey, for everyone. Yeah. I'd like to translate. Habla español. Yeah.
My favorite part of that show was I gave our good friend of the podcast, Josh Cox, a little guest spot. He was in town.
That was your first mistake.
That was my first mistake. He's over here begging me for stage time. I give him a guest spot, and he offends people immediately.
He manages in 5 minutes to ruin the show.
Oh, Josh.
He had a tough one.
It's my accountant.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is he still doing it? I mean, he quit the bank
now.
Yeah.
But he opened my account or something. I can't remember what.
He tried to give me a credit card.
He helped
once,
me out
too.
With the late fee or some shit.
Better banker than comedian, we all say. No, I'm carrying over from last week. We were busting Josh's balls for like 3 days straight.
He's a sweet boy.
Hey, Clint the Temp. Hey. See you, girl.
Good game.
Anyways, so he goes up and he does some edgy material, and he starts doing fine, but he has this bit about the Amish of all things. He refers to me as an ethnic. That doesn't offend anybody. But he starts talking about how he hates the Amish, and a lady in the front loses her fucking mind. And she goes, "The Amish made my bag."
She holds up her bag.
I thought she'd be related to
Amish.
She's
not related to the Amish.
They just made her bag?
She's just pissed. She's like, "I like the Amish." And I thought she was kidding. I thought it was like a fun, playful thing. She was pissed. And so
she pulled aside one of the waiters, right? Yeah, and started like bitching to him about it. Then she went and talked to Jared, the owner, and bitched to him about it.
It was insane.
She was like, "They're defenseless.
They have no power.
They're not here."
She's like, "It's a matter of basic human kindness to leave alone the Amish.
Yeah.
It's part of the social contract."
Yeah, so, stop going to comedy clubs. Who are these people?
I think it was her first time ever at a comedy show.
I think
show,
that was the other
one. She was like a 55-year-old woman.
Yep.
I always seem to run into that.
55 and flirty.
You always find the first person.
Yeah. It's like, "Oh, I'm glad I could be the thing that ruins comedy for you."
Yeah. Well, the thing
you
is,
shouldn't be
if
here.
That's what offends you, you should never have come.
Yeah.
You know, because I went up and I was talking about, because it was in Indiana, I was talking about how they didn't want refugees and stuff. And I was like talking about Muslims, but like in a silly way. And they were going with it. And I was like, "Oh, you're okay with the Muslim humor, but not the Amish." And then she got up and stormed out.
Oh my God,
it was crazy.
I thought she was. She was going to the bathroom. I really thought it was a coincidence. So I was like, "Oh, that's insane." I just walked somebody immediately with Amish humor.
I had to do the same like New Year's gig in it when I lived in Atlanta every year.
Was it at Laughing School?
No, it wasn't at a club. It was at the Hilton. They had this huge like New Year's party thing, and there were different rooms with different stuff going on. So we four of us did stand up for. They still do this every year. Four of us do stand up like in this conference room thing, which actually works out pretty well for comedy.
The way it's set up, it
looks like a theater or something. I don't know, but And it's okay. There's two shows, but in the big room, there's always some huge band. Like one time it was Soul Asylum.
What?
Yeah, dude.
They did Runaway Train, right?
Yeah, of course.
They did it
like three times.
It's Soul a perfect Asylum. New Year's song.
They know where they're at. and then Coolio. Twice with Coolio.
What?
Yeah.
Did he play Runaway Train?
Three times.
He did Gangster's Paradise at least three times.
Oh my God.
And then did Fantasy. You know, "Come along and ride on the Fantasy." You know that one?
I don't even know. He is that his song?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
ride,
remember.
Ride, ride, slippity slide.
Yeah. Okay, now that sounds
it was
familiar.
Like odd positive rap, you know, that existed. And but he was mostly plugging his cookbook in between everything.
He's a cookbook?
Cooking with Coolio. Yeah. He has a web series.
Sure.
But
sure, that's fine.
Cooking, he's like, "I just want to point out a great New Year's gift." Like anyone gives gifts for New Year's.
New Year's gift?
Yeah. It's like, dude, it's over.
That's so funny.
Right before the second show, which we'll talk about, the host proposed at the second show to his girlfriend.
Yes.
Right. Well. Oh, okay.
Our proposed friend, to
his now fiance.
My new friend Jonas was playing the ukulele. And like while he proposed, he was playing, what's the song?
Oh,
Fools
shit.
Rush In, the Elvis. Yeah. Elvis's birthday, actually. And so right, but he gets on the mic for a second before he starts the proposal. Jonas does, and he goes, "Auld Lang Syne, more like Auld Lame Syne," and it bombed.
Zero. Oh, next thing that happens is a proposal.
Yeah, those were the last words.
Bombed right before the proposal. It's, so great.
I'd like to take this moment of silence to share.
I'm not on the show, but let me still manage to bomb.
I didn't even think about it. He just did that after I did my closer. Fuck you. Yeah. You think I'm that bad that that's going to hit?
I don't know. And he didn't think you could carry it.
Yeah, apparently not. He's like, these people need a little bit more.
They're going to need to be warmed up for this proposal.
It was kind of weird because, so with the midnight thing happening, you got to time it out weird. Mm-hmm. I've never done that before, so I was like, trying to time out.
It's an interesting time.
It's weird
management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to get a verbal
light. Like
he got a 3 minutes.
I got a verbal light because they were like,
it's like a production.
It was crazy because they were like, we want you off at about like 54, and then they lit me late. So I was like, well, shit. Do they want me? Because then right before I go up, the club owner's like, what if I need you to stretch? Can you do it? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then. The light comes late, and I was like, I guess they need me to stretch. And then it almost gets to midnight. I'm like, fuck, I don't know what I'm doing. I was, like, sweating. It was crazy. But it was going well, but it was, like, terrifying. I was like, I'm going to ruin Brad's proposal.
Yeah, because, oh, man, what if it just went past midnight and go, oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
I was talking 10. About my dick. Apparently that happens. I asked him. That's happened before.
Have you ever seen a proposal, Andy?
At a show?
Yeah, or just in general. That was my first time seeing someone propose to someone.
No, yeah. Sometimes I had just friends that would propose at restaurants to get free stuff.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
So I've seen that before.
I should have done that.
That's crazy.
I see a proposal in my nightmares when I remember my ex-fiance.
My friend Dan Ronan used to have the best joke about Derek Smith, our friend, proposed to his girlfriend on stage, and Dan's joke was like, my only thought was, damn, he was supposed to be my ride home.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a wild night. What else happened that night? You said you were.
We went to the gay bar.
We did go to the gay bar.
This gay bar had a drink called the Dark and Horny. That was literally just a Dark and Stormy. There was no.
They just called it a Dark and Horny.
That place is crazy. I love it. If you're in Bloomington, check that spot out. It's the back door. It's real fun. But have you done Limestone?
No.
Oh, I thought you did. Because it's one of the venues for Limestone. They use that stage that's against the wall.
No, I went there. We did a Beards of Comedy weekend there, and then I also...
Did you open for Kanane there?
No, I did. It was...
Sinking Ship.
What's his name? The guy... Yeah, I did Sinking Ship with Kanane. But yeah, that was a good time. There was... at who was I featured? I featured for...
You featured for Ben Moore. Dude.
Yeah, because he was recording an album.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That was so funny because I kept telling him that you were going to come in and bury him for like 3 weeks. I was like, Sanford's going to bury you, dog. You suck.
That's hilarious.
So there might have been some resentment there that you didn't know about.
I felt a little. But I was Tom Brady engineered. I see.
That was such a funny week because you stayed at our place for like 5 extra days. Every day I'd come home from work like, oh, Andy, you're still here.
Yeah, I can't remember why that was.
I think you just kept picking up shows.
Oh, yeah, I just kept, because I drove, so yeah. I guess I just kept trying to stretch it out.
Well, every day I'd say goodbye, and then I'd come home like, oh, Andy's still here.
Goodbye, Tom, forever.
We did a bit. I don't know if we did this in front of you, but we had an ongoing bit where you just lived there secretly. Like, we just assumed you lived somewhere in the house that we didn't know about. Oh, that was a great time.
I did live there for a little bit, though.
Yeah, we met this guy on the way home that night. Oh, this, like, shit. Really drunk dude who kept, like, showing us pictures from his brother's wedding.
So he was walking alone.
Did they know you were on a show, or did he
just... No, a random dude. Oh.
Rando. We were walking back to Jonas's place.
He was like, here's me dancing with my mom. Like, all
right. That was the saddest man.
Yeah, he was a sad dude.
He was, like, looking for where to go. He's like, can you tell me how to get to Walnut? We were like, you're on Walnut. And he was like,
that guy needs
man.
A bullet.
Second Amendment podcast.
Something keeping him from killing himself, and I don't know what it is.
One of my favorite things about that trip to Bloomington is that one of our friends in Bloomington, one of my best friends there, is a gay man, and everybody knows he's gay. But Tommy never picked up that
he
was
gay. I couldn't put it together. Like, we're the reason he, like, invited us to the gay bar. I was like, oh, nice. This guy's cool. And then we were at his house, and he, like, came out with two other dudes. They're all in their underwear. I'm like, oh, sleepover.
He didn't even think about it. They all come out mostly naked his bedroom.
And he's talking, and at one point he even talked about hooking up with a guy in an alley.
He did? Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I think he's bi.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
This is the way you found out.
We were playing a board game, and so we were on the same like spot in the board game, and he was like, will you put mine on top of yours? And I go, oh, you like it when she's on top. And Tom just goes, what?
She?
When all of them came out of the room naked, we were all talking about them fucking, and you still didn't put it together.
I'm like a dad, dude. I just have no, I'm so oblivious.
You're that or a child. Yeah. Figure out which.
So good.
Your dad child.
Man, I forgot to say, we have new listeners.
Oh, who?
Yeah, it's a big thing. Normally, this podcast, our main demo is sewer people.
Mm-hmm.
Sewer rats.
Yes.
There's a rat in my room, by the way. I can hear it at night.
He's chipping at utilities.
It's doing name? Something. His name? Mickey. Yeah. Mickey Rat.
Mickey Rat. Yeah, he feels bummed.
Yeah. I should name
Bonnie
him.
Rat? That's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
I like Bonnie Rat.
my new catchphrase? That's not a bad joke.
You say that a lot.
Not a bad joke.
Mine is, that's a little joke I do.
I love that. That's so good.
Joke, yeah, that's a little joke I do.
That's I've been like saying, stop it, you guys are going to make me come. That's my new catchphrase.
That's good. You have a Gallagher thing going on.
Splash zone.
People bring their splash zone plastic.
Anyways, we have a new group now because it's people who we found out it's a new craze. People are putting the podcast up to their womb. So that
mostly pregnant women.
Well, yeah, mostly pregnant women, but I guess that's all we've heard about.
Their babies smarter?
They want their babies to... We have a womb fans now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They used to do that with like classical music, and now it's just...
Now it's girls' night. Now it's just talking about...
They're swimming and just listening to...
Let's talk about cum and stuff. Yeah, they're swimming around.
Time and
partying. Well, this is a party podcast for women to dance to, usually.
Or babies.
That's what it started at. Now it's for babies while they're getting ready to pop out. And pop
That's
off.
That's good. I think you guys are doing a good service.
We got a lot of listeners, man. We got, who else do we have?
Those sewer people.
I already said sewer hobos.
Forget about that.
Dog people, which is,
what
of
are
course,
dog people?
Those are people, those are hellspun demon people who are half dog, half man.
Ew.
Oh, I thought you meant like dog people.
Nope. Not those weirdos.
No, not those people are just obsessed.
Oh, that's gross. Kissing them on the mouth. That's disgusting. Yeah.
I shouldn't talk. My girlfriend's I'm like that, too, I guess.
I love dogs, but I don't want dumb dogs.
You have a dog?
Mouth.
I don't, but my girlfriend does, so I hang out with
Is that
her.
Hard in New York?
Having a girlfriend? No. Oh,
that's a little joke you do.
That's a little joke I do.
You guys are going to make me cum.
Not bad.
Seriously, okay, here's some other regular little jokes I do. That these are open for everyone. These aren't
public
just
domain.
Someone offers you something, especially specific is good. Like... the other day, someone offered me a wasabi pea, and I always just say, "Nah, I'm trying to quit."
That's fun.
That's a little
fun.
Joke I do.
That's fun. That is a little joke you do. I like that.
That's a little joke I do.
I like that. God damn, I like that. Did you guys know that? Like, so your girlfriend's apartment's dog friendly, right?
Yeah.
This one, is our apartment's not dog friendly.
Well, the dog loves it. I don't know.
Is that right? Well, they just assume. Our apartment is not dog friendly, as you can see.
Why?
We're allowed to have dogs. They just kick it around and call it gay and stuff. It's not friendly at all. That's a little joke I do.
That's a good little joke.
Anybody else want to do their act? That's not a real joke. It's funny how...
Don't we have a clip of Andy's stand-up?
Oh, we do. Andy, we're going to play a clip of your stand-up.
Now I'm nervous about
this.
Well,
you can perform right now if you want. You know how on Jimmy Fallon or Conan, they have their guests to do a set? You've done that.
Yeah.
Well... We have our guests do that, too.
Oh, that's cool, man.
No, we won't make you do it, but we are going to play a quick clip.
But, dude, this better not be some shitty shit you found.
Oh, this is going to be a top-notch clip.
So I'm doing my act, y'all. I'm at the park, I'm sort of picking at my wife. The lady back there goes, well, I'm married. So I go, well, how long have you been married? And she goes, 26 years. So I go, well, where's your husband? And she goes, it's that guy, the old guy. And it was 10 o'clock, and I've been there since 7:30, and it was free liquor. So I go, ooh, that's got to be some strong poontang to age a man like that.
That was Andy Sanford's stand-up.
And, wow, you guys picked a really good one.
Yeah, I hope that you guys enjoyed that, and you can find Andy on more of Andy's comedy on his website, hotornot.com. guys, we gotta. I don't know. Do we want to do the game first, or should I leave for a while?
Let's do the game.
Let's do it. We got a dumb game that me and Mike Cronin came up with last time.
You fucking slut.
We recorded because he's a great co-host. Too bad he doesn't live here.
Wow, get fucked.
Ouch.
Get fucked.
I'm sensing a little tension.
Oh, there's tension. There's tension. Ugh. Ever since last night, I went to bed instead of playing a game of 2K. And
yeah, it was 4 a.m. He was like, I'm too tired. I was like, is there any difference between going to bed at 4 and going to bed at 4:35?
4:40. And it was 35. I would say yes. I think that those 40 minutes are the most crucial minutes. I think they're the most important minutes.
Of the day.
Yeah.
Of the
day.
I think you're going out on a limb there.
I think they meant... Everybody knows 4 to 4:40. Because if you go to bed at 3, anytime after 3, it's rough. But it gets progressively worse. Like, if I go to bed at 5 instead of 6, it is different. So 4 to 4:40, that's an important 40 minutes.
But you're spending time with your friend who you've only hung out with all day.
The whole
and
night.
All night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suitcase and off the Queen Mary, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a nice phrase. Yeah. That's a little phrase you do.
That is a little phrase I do. A credit to my grandmother.
Queen Mary.
Yeah. No, my grandmother said that about Kirstie Alley losing 5 pounds.
Oh, that's so mean.
Why what did you suitcase off the Queen Mary?
Oh, my God.
Was it Joan Rivers?
Oh, my grandmother's funnier than Joan Rivers to me.
Oh, yeah.
Shots fired.
Real quick, this is one of the funniest, meanest things I've ever heard her say. Was she was talking about a girl she sat next to in church that I guess was homely or something. She said, well, she's a sweet gal, but she's got a face like war-torn Europe.
That's so good. You're not going to believe this. We actually have a clip of your mom or your grandma's stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play it real fast.
Oh, cool. Let's do that.
Hey, I know my limits. I can never get a hot-looking white guy. I can always get a chubby, ugly, disgusting white bastard. Or a hot black guy. I could get LL Cool J or Jared from Subway. Screw Subway. Get me on the train to Browntown, biatch. That's how black guys bang. Yes, son. Right? You know it, right, whore? You've done some blacks, right? You can tell. Please, you kidding me? She might look innocent. She'd suck a dick for a Diet Coke. Look at her. Don't worry, honey. I do it just for the taste of it. But did you ever bang a black guy? No? You racist bitch. Get out. Tyrone, grab a white tit for racial unity. Holla. Holla. Oh, he's going there, son. Yeah, son, he going gangster.
Man, she is mean.
Yeah, she's the queen of it.
She's pretty good. She was killing
She's the
there.
Queen of me. We used to call her that growing up.
Dates a lot of black guys, it sounds like, from her act.
Yeah, I don't get into her personal life.
That's sus.
That's my grandma,
That's
man.
12% sus. What do you should we talk about that?
Nah,
we'll leave it. All right, we'll play this game.
What's this game?
So the game is...
show me your dick.
Let me see that dick. Okay. Remix. Let us see that dick. That's my dick.
Here, remix. The Sprite remix.
Brought
to you by Sprite Remix.
Whatever happened to... Is that still out?
Is LeBron Sprite still out? That's a better question.
The cranberry one?
Yeah.
No, get that garbage.
Did you try it?
Fuck out of here.
Oh,
I tried
shit.
It. It's like, whatever.
I had Scalabrini Sprite. It's just milk.
Is it just sweat?
Oh, God.
I thought it might be carbonated sweat.
Man, I used to love Sprite Remix. It tasted like Skittles. So good.
I want Zach Randolph Sprite. That's going to be a good
it's like,
Sprite.
It's just chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's chocolate heavy. Milk Sprite.
Jailblazers.
Hell yeah. So this is the game. So we all remember a time in film. There was a nice little time in film where films were just named what they were, like Snakes on a Plane or Man on a Wire.
Like
they just tell you what the premise is with
Boogie
the title.
Nights.
So what we decided to do was to name movies that have already existed, change their name to the premise of the movie, and I have a few of those written, and I'm gonna see if you guys can try to see if you can guess what the movie is.
Okay.
And it's just a shout when you know it.
All right.
I guess you don't have to shout, but
no, I'm just shouting.
All right, so the first one is Pothead Gets a Lady Pregnant.
Knocked Up.
I'm going to say Knocked Up.
Point goes to Tommy Magnuscaria.
It's a speed game, right?
It is a speed game. Shit. It is.
All right, well, I'm going to need some speed.
All right. Black cop, Chinese cop.
Rush hour.
Rush hour. Rush hour 2.
Oh,
I'm
that's Andy
say.
Sandberg.
Yes.
Oh, fuck you. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio.
I could tell just the way you said it.
You just blew the level.
That was worth it, dude. I tweeted, "Don't you ever touch a Slender Man's radio?" to zero acclaim.
I not even like it.
I deleted it before you could.
You know, don't worry about Twitter, because you know what my most popular tweet ever is.
What's that?
Ass down, face up. That's the way I like to sit.
Yeah. That's a pretty good tweet.
That's not
it's
joke.
Not bad, but it's pretty stupid when it's like.
What are we talking? Faves.
Faves.
You know the numbers.
We're talking in the stratosphere. I don't know. thousands.
Thousands, oh, really?
Really?
I don't know.
We're big Twitter nerds over here. Yeah, I actually have several Twitter accounts.
Some tweet gigs.
Today I was
here.
Tweeting from my. Have you ever seen the show My Cat from Hell? Have
yes, I've watched it. A lot.
So I became obsessed with it about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I looked. I was like, "This has got to be have
yeah,
the greatest."
I want that guitar case of cat toys.
I know.
That's what
it's
I want.
Amazing. I want to. I started telling people. So I got to preface this. So I started watching it, and I became obsessed with it. And I was like, "They probably have the best Twitter account of all time." And I looked it up, and they didn't have one. So I made one.
Oh,
so
no.
Now I run the Twitter account for My Cat from Hell.
How many followers
have,
are there?
I have about 1,700. So it's just enough. I don't try to use it that often. What I do is I check into it. Like every 2 months, and I'll have like another 50 followers, and people just excited that it exists. But today I tweeted at a lady. I'll get tweets. It's a lot of like elderly women tweeting at me, or like people asking for advice, and I give them advice that I don't know what I'm talking about. Like I'll tell people, somebody was like, "How do I get the cat to pee in the litter box?" And I was like, "Well, cats are very observant animals, and they need to see you do something first." And then I also told somebody that in order to get the smell of cat urine out of their apartment, human urine cancels it out.
No.
But my favorite thing to do is when some people will tweet insults at the people on the show. They'll be like, "This guy's a fucking idiot. Like, I can't believe they're allowed to own a cat." And I always tweet at them, "Please do not insult our guests. Being a cat owner isn't easy for everyone. Please take down this tweet." And usually, one time I got somebody pissed at me where they were like, "Fuck this show. I'm never watching it again. The things you follow are disgusting." Like, because I was following other Chicago comics. They quoted some Ray Hollum tweets about fucking animals.
Oh, no.
And then they were like, "I'm never watching this show again." So I kind of ruined the show for somebody, so I feel a little bit bad about that.
That's so funny. That happened to me where people think you can do that. Like, it was when the guy from Duck Dynasty said some...
Some correct things.
Yeah. and I just saw how many... Like, "We Stand With Phil" hashtag. Uh-huh. And I was just getting such a kick out of the shit people were saying, so I would, like, say ridiculous stuff to them.
Yeah.
Just not even thinking they'd probably notice it and yell back at me or something. Yeah. But then they saw that, like, who followed me, and then they would, like Jim Gaffigan follows me. Not that he even looks at my shit, probably,
but he
technically follows me on Twitter. So
he
like,
opens for me.
I guess they saw that. And so they're tweeting at Gaffigan, going, like, "You need to stop following this garbage." And I was like, "Why are you bothering Jim?" He has no idea what
you're
talking
about. That's so funny.
There's no way he knows.
I love that. Yeah, people, especially, it's funny that they try to get so active on Twitter and they don't understand Twitter. But today I tweeted that at somebody and they took down their tweet. They deleted the tweet.
You
respect
them.
You bring a lot of clout, man.
I love it.
What's his name?
Jackson Galaxy.
Jackson Galaxy.
So I don't tweet as him. I tweet as my cat is. It's the Twitter account is My Cat Is From Hell.
There's a
but
man?
I get tagged all the time and stuff. Like Yahoo just did an article about it and they tagged My Cat From Hell. What'd you say?
I know. I feel like we've had this conversation before, but the guy's name is Jackson
it
Galaxy.
Is, yeah, he's legendary.
And he's a Cartoon Network character.
Nope.
Well,
he should be.
Looks like one.
He does. But he's great. I love him. I used to hate him because of the guitar case, but now I think it's hilarious. He's in this band.
Oh, God.
But I tried to look up his music once, and it's very hard to find. But
I'm sure it is.
His whole story is that he's a rocker by night and a cat master by day. And so he has to carry around his cat equipment in a guitar case.
Has
you
to.
Know,
is such a strong
the least like easy to carry around thing ever.
That's where I keep all my little cat toys in a fucking guitar case.
It's a good time. But, okay, we got two more for this game, I think.
Oh, shit, we're playing this
game. We go back to this game, and then I got to step out for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Dead Dad Snowman.
Jack Frost.
That's correct.
Jack Frost 2.
There is no Jack Frost 2.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You can't handle the frost.
That's from Frost Nixon.
Oh, man, that was good.
Oh, yeah, Frost Nixon.
That's a great movie.
That's solid. Let's see. Guy has an AOL account.
You've got mail.
Oh, you got mail? That one up. Yeah, there you go.
Fucking fuck.
It's close.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it tied up 2-2?
Yeah,
if I give
for the
you
sake
that
of the podcast.
All right, well, then this will be the last one. This one might be a little too vague.
All right.
Two guys and a briefcase.
Pulp Fiction.
No, but that it could be.
Come
but
on.
It's not, that's not what I was going with.
Two guys and a brief. Men in Black?
I'll give you guys another title for it. Two guys go to Aspen.
Oh, Dumb
and Dumber.
I think that might be Magnus Garia.
Let's go.
We're undefeated.
Hey, he's a fucking silver-tongued, quick talker. I was brought on here and it's rigged.
You should have done some of that coke with me before the show, dude.
Damn it. Where'd you hide that devil's dandruff?
In my dandruff. It's confusing.
Oh, man. I hope we were recording. Okay, we were.
Should we each try and come up with one, Andy?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
See what we can do?
If you guys come up with them throughout, we'll end with you guys.
Okay. I'll try and pick us on.
All right. But for now, I'm going to step out because I'm just tired and I got to go for a minute, man.
Okay.
I gotta make a call.
We'll take Andy and I were actually talking about starting our own podcast, so maybe we'll kind of give a test run.
Yeah, you guys do that. I'll see you guys later. I might be back by the end.
All right, man.
Have fun. Take over the podcast.
Well,
okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right, so we were taught we should do kind of like a Quidditch podcast, right?
Well, I don't know anything about Quidditch.
Although that's going to be kind of the hook. I know everything about Quidditch.
And I'm not even sure what it is.
It's more of a teaching podcast. And so Quidditch is Harry Potter. He's got a Scarface.
Yeah.
He's out on the field.
Well, okay, so it's played on a field?
It's played on a field, yeah. It's mostly white people.
All right.
Is this a podcast?
Yeah, this is Talking Quidditch.
I heard you guys talking about sports in here.
Yeah.
Well, sort of, I guess.
Did you just break through the window?
I did, yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. This is Brooklyn, dude. You can't do shit like that.
Oh, I did it. I'm desperate.
Wait, did you say you did or you didn't?
Oh, I did it.
Oh,
I did it.
Are you saying I did it and not I didn't?
I didn't do it.
Wait,
he didn't do it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Now I'm confused.
No, I did it.
Did you have sex with that woman?
Excuse me.
I mean, you guys have some colorful characters.
Oh, yeah, every week.
I'm a white man. What are you talking about?
Oh, you should play Quidditch.
Oh,
is that a white man's sport? Look,
so
this has already gone off the rails. This is what I came here to do.
Off the rails? What the fuck are you doing?
You don't even know what... You just joined this podcast.
I go around the country talking on people's sports podcasts.
What's your name, first of all?
My name is John Hankenstein.
John Hankenstein Monster.
I'm sorry, I just sneezed.
Of the Hankenstein
John
family?
Hankenstein. No, that's not it. It's a... It's John Levels.
Levels.
Wait, you tried to say Levels and you sneezed and you came out with Hankenstein.
Yeah, I was trying to say Scott Levels, but it's
wait, I thought
John
you were
Levels.
John.
Yeah, I'm John. Scott's right. My father's name.
So, all right. So, son of Scott, your name's John.
Mm-hmm.
Not
Levels.
Hankenstein. Levels.
Mm-hmm. What ethnicity is
that? You came
through
the window and you want to talk about sports.
I want to talk. This is what I do. This
what
is
other
my
sports right, podcast?
What do you
work?
What do you got?
I'm a fantasy football expert, and now is my time to shine.
Okay. So what recommendations would you have for someone with a fantasy football team?
Oh, I got so many recommendations.
Wait, before you, isn't it the playoffs, though? Isn't the season
there are special
over?
Playoff leagues.
Hey, yeah, what?
FanDuel's still happening.
Is
what
that
about DraftKings?
DraftKings can suck my fucking dick.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
So you like FanDuel, but you hate
FanDuel
DraftKings?
FanDuel for the win.
Oh, so you talk like it's 2008 also?
2008 is the last time I was happy.
That's when we could call people sluts. That was a good time.
You tell that slut of a wife of mine.
Oh. Did you hear that?
This is a juicy past.
Look, I don't want to talk about my past. I'm here to talk about football.
All right. Well, okay.
I think you should take Marvin Lewis all the way.
The coach of the Bengals?
I think you should trust in what he does.
I don't
start
know
his players.
I don't think you can just do that.
Start him across the board.
Your fantasy advice is trust Marvin Lewis, who goes by Marv.
Not to me.
Oh, is he a friend?
Not anymore.
Wait, did he? What happened?
Did he personally offend you?
Look, I have a very deep relationship with all of these players. They've cost me dearly.
Now, I'm going to venture a guess. You talked about your slut wife. You talked about Marvin Lewis.
Hey, I'm allowed to call her that.
You talked about Marvin Lewis betraying you. Did your wife cheat on you with Marvin Lewis?
She didn't cheat on me with Marvin Lewis.
It was not a bad guess.
She would have if she was still around.
She's dead?
She's not dead.
Wait,
fantasy football is a costly sport.
Wait.
Meant for kings and beggars.
But wait, you hate draft kings and draft beggars.
That's why I hate draft kings.
You know, it's almost like you can't count on people that crawl through your window and jump on your podcast to be sensible.
You guys want fantasy advice or what? I'm trying to make a dollar.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
I give fantasy advice for a couple
okay,
bucks.
I don't know what changes you can make charging us?
To your fantasy.
Yeah,
team.
I don't work for free, bitch.
It's going to be a Super Bowl soon, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and that's I got to make all the money I can.
So, how'd you get into this? Are you a big football fan?
I used to coach Little League football.
Oh, Pop Warner?
Pop Warner, yep.
That's cool.
And Mom Warner.
Oh, the women's league.
Mm-hmm. Mom and Pop Warner.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Until Big Walmart Warner came in and blew them out of town.
It was a local league, and I made some mistakes.
What were your mistakes?
What'd you do?
Well, I created a fantasy league for the children.
Oh, no.
See, no, you can't. That's too much information about children.
Yeah.
Did you write down their stats and everything?
I wrote down their stats, and one of the stats that was very controversial was how much fun they were having. And that cost me a couple $1,000.
Oh,
people
man.
People were very upset.
Wait, what's the logic there? How much fun they were having.
That affects their play, right?
No, it's just a stat. You get a couple points for how much they smile.
So you're writing down every time they smile? You're putting a little check next to them?
Yeah,
you
get a point.
Can't do that, man. That's going to be real creepy
really,
to your parents.
What really fucked me is I increased the dopamine in some of them.
Oh, my God.
Whoa,
Jesus.
To rig it.
Son of Scott.
When the other players in the league, they were mostly hobos. When they found out, they kicked the shit out of me.
Wait. Oh, so
the players in this Pop Warner Children's League were hobo?
No,
children?
Not the
in
players.
The fantasy
in the
league.
Fantasy league.
Oh, in the fantasy league.
So you and a bunch of homeless guys were watching kids play football, and you were injecting them with syringes full of dopamine.
Yeah, this is not good, man.
Which in turn costs you thousands of dollars.
How did you ever become a fantasy expert?
I had a good year once.
What year?
Don't cry, man.
Oh, when everyone was a slut.
Don't cry. Don't come in here. I'm pulling at heartstrings.
So how'd you lose it all? Tell us about that.
Well, I had that good year, you see. I won 3 different leagues all at once.
That's not that big of a deal. I know a lot of friends.
I know people.
Maybe not
that.
In your circles, but in my squares. It was
the fucking time.
Oh, you hang in squares.
I hang in squares.
That's serious business, man.
Well, ever since I
So what
prison,
happened?
I don't, well, so I win those 3 leagues. I get some press.
What kind of press?
Yeah. You know, the local trades.
The McNamara
Eye,
Post?
The Red Eye, the McNamara Post. It was mostly scribblings that my friends did.
The homeless guys?
Yeah, in the newspaper. They wrote
about
articles.
You?
Yeah, you know how in those crossword puzzles there's blank spaces?
Ah,
they wrote
Taylor
articles
Swift.
About me in those.
Okay.
So nice
we got to figure out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So you had this good year, you got some press, and then...
Yeah, so I became a fantasy football expert, but then I got greedy.
Elaborate.
You wanted everything?
Well, I had a hot tip on Marv Lewis's players.
God damn it.
It all goes back to Marv Lewis.
Yeah, I blame him for everything.
Who'd you get this tip from?
Now, I'm guessing that you have, like, in your room or whatever cardboard structure you live in, you have a bunch of pictures of Marv Lewis with, like, tax and string.
Like a home
like Mel Gibson and conspiracy theory.
I do have that, yes. Have you seen my... How can you see into my home?
I'm just character building here. I'm just trying to figure it out. All right.
That's a little joke you do.
Hey, how'd you know that?
What are you talking about?
He's been listening to the
podcast. Look at me, Slim. So the way that I got that hot tip is I was watching ESPN one day. And
what kind? You're an expert and you just watch
two
ESPN.
Of the analysts said that they were going with the Bengals over the Cowboys.
This is your like crazy. This is your deep throat.
Well, I got access to a television and
wait, you got access to it. Don't you just have a
have
TV?
Have you been watching these games? Like,
not this year.
Oh, my bad. My
I'm
bad.
A stat hawk.
Okay.
So you watch ESPN every once in a while.
Is that the, how does what sound does a stat hawk
that's
make?
That's a stat hawk. Go.
Wow.
Well, that's a real stat hawk.
Okay. Yeah, and I decided to go all Marv Lewis all the way.
So you made a fantasy team that was entirely comprised of Bengals players.
And I only had a couple grand to roll with, but I wanted the big score. And I found a website. It's part of DraftKings, actually. That's why I don't really support DraftKings. It's the underbelly of DraftKings.
Which, that's the website name? The underbelly of DraftKings.com?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's just FanDuel.
Yeah.
It might have been FanDuel, yeah. And they have a part where you can bet your babies.
Wait a second.
Wait, you don't even have any babies.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so you bet, were they actual babies?
Well, they were my 15-year-old piece of shit son, who I miss dearly.
And you said they were my 15-year-old son?
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be two, at least?
Well, yeah, my 13-year-old also son.
That's a weird way to phrase that.
Why is that?
Also
how
son.
How would you phrase it?
You'd say my two boys, 15 and 13, maybe?
You can't understand the life of a parent until you become one.
Oh, you're one of these
and
people?
And then, but you're not one anymore. You gambled them away.
Yeah, so...
I'd miss them dearly.
So, well, you know, honestly, I don't nothing. Feel that bad for you, man. I got to be honest.
What are you talking about?
I don't have much sympathy for you, man.
Give me a couple bucks.
So wait,
no,
are you trying?
Man.
Are you even making an effort to get them back?
Yeah, I'm trying to win back money so I can buy them back from Ted.
I think you got to buckle down and get an honest job, man, and then you could buy. Wait, why does Ted have them?
I bet him.
What does Ted want with them?
He wanted a family, I guess.
No one just wants a family like that.
He took my wife.
So he won your family in a bet?
He won my family. I bet the Bengals would win against his fantasy team. I didn't realize you could pick different players and mix them up.
Yeah, that's the point. He can make a team that could easily defeat just the Bengals as they are.
Then what's all that Houday talk?
He's picking all-stars, man.
I heard someone say Houday gonna beat them Bengals, and I said, fuck yeah. Hell yeah, I said.
Wait, so your wife
fired
like,
me up.
Did your wife and sons, did they go willingly? Like, were they upset?
They were upset.
Like,
they're
how?
Captive.
Wait, are they having fun out there? Like the kid?
Yeah,
like,
honestly, how upset were they? Because it seems like
you're kind of a douchebag.
Losing you as a dad would also be like a nice day.
Well, we did get in a fight earlier that day over Julio Jones, and my son.
What about Julio?
Wait. Oh, you and okay.
We were talking about if he's a good football player. I said, who they going to beat them Bengals? Not them fucking Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is a great player, man.
He's a very good wide receiver.
Does he play for the fucking Cincinnati Bengals?
He plays
he's
the
nobody.
Atlanta Falcons.
You should go on my friend Alex Stone's podcast. They'd love you on there.
I love that podcast.
What's it called again?
Something about fucking Bengals.
Something
like
about
Bengals.
Fucking
that's
Bengals.
That's the other way I got all my... That's the other information I got.
Hey, man, you hear that train coming. Why don't you catch that?
Yeah,
can't afford the train. I only take cabs.
That's a very
man,
good
you're
joke.
So bad with money.
Nah, he's a good guy.
I feel for your family, man. They're never coming back.
Yeah, are you sure they'd even want you back, like, even if you got the money?
I
want
to win them back in two ways.
Wait.
They always said if I won the big score, they'd support me as a father.
I don't know about that.
They never believed in me.
I mean, why would they? You seem like a fucking weirdo.
Hey, fuck you.
Dude, you've never come through, ever. Why would they?
Oh, you guys are all judgmental now. What the fuck have you done that's so good? Host this podcast? Not even your podcast.
Oh, fuck you.
I used to be somebody. I was an actor.
Oh, you were an actor. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. What would you act on?
Patch Adams.
You were in Patch Adams.
Yeah, I was a bad guy.
You were cancer?
Man, you were not the bad guy in
Patch Adams. I was the bad guy.
I've seen that movie so many times.
Have you seen the extras?
Isn't God kind of the bad guy in Patch Adams?
No, you remember Patch Adams would go in and cheer up the little kids, and I would come in and afterwards and show them their test results.
Oh, no.
I was the bad guy.
Oh, so you were a doctor
yeah.
in that movie.
They cut me out.
Was that in the script?
No.
It stands to reason, though, that they would be read their test results, and that was you.
That's true. Exactly. Somebody had to do it. Robin Williams told me to improvise.
Oh,
I was an extra.
What was it like working with Robin?
It was a dream come true. Watching that man work. That was 2008.
Oh, wow.
Great year.
Every time. You call people sluts and everything.
Yeah. Okay, so you were an actor, and then... So that was your only movie?
That was it.
That's an illustrious career.
They started to make a documentary about my children football league, but it was mostly a news story on 7 o'clock.
It was for evidence.
Yeah, it was. Oh. Yeah, it turned out they were just filming me.
How did you trick these kids into injecting them with dopamine?
Oh, I just put it in their candy.
Oh, okay.
Were you the official coach of this team?
official coach. The like, hell does that mean?
Like, did the parents know you were coach? Did the other parents know you
I
were
coach?
I was
an outside force. You know how, like, when you go to a Bengals game, they say that the crowd is the 12th man? I was like that, but a coach.
What was your name again?
Oh, my name was John
Lovells. Yeah, okay. Lovells.
Son of
Did
Scott.
You ever touch the children, Lovells?
Yeah, didn't you?
I'm going to be frank with you.
This is good.
What's your last name, Frank?
My man. Hell you got yeah. jokes.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about these little jokes you do.
Andy, do you remember? There was a news story I remember. It was this guy in Cincinnati. He would bring he was drugging all these kids, showing them Patch Adams, and then making them play football. Is this the same guy, you think?
Oh, man, that sounds like this
guy.
Hey,
I don't want to know about this guy. Nobody cares about that guy.
Did you do
it? I don't
it?
Know, man. It sounds like you, Lovells.
I don't know. Hey,
did you
Lovells,
do it?
Lovells is innocent.
Did you do it or did you do
Lovells
it?
Lovells never touched them kids. He just wanted the best for them. Get a
okay.
couple points here. All right,
I think we figured something out about Lovells.
I think you
got to
get the fuck
hey,
out.
Hey, fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Give me a couple bucks.
No.
Right. Fuck off, Lovells.
I just got a couple bucks out of your pocket, you piece of shit.
Oh, you little bastard.
Get out of here. It's Hanukkah.
Oh, some people.
Happy Hanukkah, bitch.
God damn it. He still had the microphone. Didn't even see that.
Hey, Tom's back.
Hey, what's up, guys? What happened?
Tom,
something cool happened?
This asshole was in here. You're going to need a new window.
God damn it. The window again? I left you guys alone for fucking...
It wasn't our fault.
What was
it? Lovells,
7 minutes?
Was
John Lovells in here?
You couldn't carry a
Do you
character
know
for 7
John
minutes?
Lovells?
Yeah, he gives me all my fantasy football advice.
Oh, did your team must be awful.
You know he touched kids in Cincinnati, man.
Well, that's up for debate.
So you know about that. Oh, man.
We talked about it. It came up.
All right, man. I won't judge.
That's weird that he
Lovells,
would tell you.
Lovells is a good man.
I like him that he takes cabs. That makes him hot to me.
He's just an idiot.
Man, that cab line is one for people who are big fans of the podcast.
Yeah.
We had a guest once. I won't name names. But if you look through, you can into the archives, you'll hear who told us that she...
She talked about how poor she was and then told a story about how she always took cabs.
And she would trick them by wrapping $2 in, like she would make it look like it was more money than it was.
Oh, my God.
And, like, a card and pretend to be drunk and give it to the cab driver. And we were like, oh, you mean like a monster? And she was like, no, I'm not a bad person. I was just so poor, I couldn't afford the train. What are you talking about?
She's a good woman, though.
But it's a cab.
But it was just yeah. Anyways, Lovells does that too. Well, guys, Lovells was a good guest. We appreciate all our guests, even if they break the window. I wonder if
yeah. I hope I'm a better guest than Lovells.
I think you are.
I didn't rape any kids.
I don't remember the part where he raped kids.
I definitely got that.
He
vibe
was betting
from
on
him.
All right,
it.
I got a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two black guys work at a restaurant.
Good Burger.
There it is.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Oh, shit. There's, okay, I got one then.
Okay, what you got?
Black Sheriff of Rock Ridge.
I don't know what Rock Ridge is.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Let's see.
I know Ruffles have ridges. Does that come into the
is play? Is it a Will Smith film?
No.
Racist.
Hey, Willy Wonka you. Helps out.
So Johnny Depp.
No.
Gene Wilder? Blazing Saddles.
There we go.
I've never seen that.
Ah.
Oh, my God, Tom.
All right, I got one. Jerry Seinfeld has a new hour.
B-movie.
Not bad.
Comedian.
It's comedian. All right, guys, I think we're going to wrap this bad boy up, and it has been a bad boy.
Seinfeld is the gay king.
King of gays.
French gay king.
The French gay king. We were talking about, you remember that controversy about that joke? The gay
what,
king.
With
joke?
The
that,
shirt?
Well, he had a controversy where he had this joke, like, we're all with our iPhones swiping like a French gay king, like this.
Oh,
and then the college kids got mad about it, and that was the whole...
That was the joke?
Yeah, that was
the joke.
It's
just not that good of a bit.
Yeah, it's like, whatever.
It wasn't that anybody was offended. It's just not that good.
It'd be really funny if that was how the movie Comedian ends, just like him writing that bit.
The career-changing bit.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire. He's like a French gay king.
And Orny Adams is his puppet.
J. Sweet Jerry.
Hell yeah. T-Mac, you got anything you want to plug?
I'll be in Chicago at the end of February doing a special edition of Bellhop at the Virgin Hotel. Come to that.
Yeah.
We'll be at the Big Hunt in a couple months.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that. That's going to be a good time.
That's a fun time.
Follow Tommy at Tommy McNam.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Andy Sanfu. Sanfu.
I'm at Andy Sanford on Twitter.
Check that out.
Watch his Conan. He's a good man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, check out Andy's Conan and listen to that clip we played earlier of him again.
Yeah, just compare us.
You mean compare you? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a different person, so I say compare my past work to my current.
You got anything you want to plug? This is ideally going to come out within the next week or 2 months. No, we find anything scheduled.
That guy we stayed with.
You know what?
Out.
I'll just tease a plug of there's a tour in the works.
Ooh.
With me, Dave Stone, and Ryan Singer.
Holy Ooh. Shit. What a tour. That's a hot tour.
Leaning towards Three Headed Moron.
I like it.
I don't know.
Those are all fucking fantastic.
It's
going
to be
comics.
In April to May.
That's
it's
awesome.
Be great.
Anything happen? Do you have any plans to release that special?
Yeah, but we don't. We're Keep editing it right now, and we're you know we don't know, but it's coming. Look the fuck out!
Hell yeah!
And when is your grandma's hour out. Happening?
My grandma's hour. Unfortunately, she's dead, but she. I plan to resurrect all of her lines. In
I thought you were gonna say you were gonna resurrect her.
Yeah, along with her at the end. It's gonna be a hell of a show. It'll be a one man turned into a man dead woman show. One live man, one dead woman show. Pull out all the stops.
Pull them out. Yeah. Who's leaving in all these stops?
I don't know.
I've heard of bringing material to life, but this is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Man, this has been so fun. My hangover's kind of gone a little
me
bit.
Me too. I feel great
I feel
right
good.
Now.
Levels,
I feel like we'll
Levels
cure
took
other
out
people's
of me.
Hangovers.
Levels took the hangover out.
Levels is a funny name. I really wanted you to say I did it, do it again.
Oh, fuck. What do you mean me? You mean Levels?
Yeah, Levels.
Yeah, ouch. That's Levels looks
up.
Much worse than you, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Levels is all beat up.
You look like
Levels
a young Levels.
Terrible.
Hey, fuck you. Levels looks like he was always old.
Levels been old since birth.
Oh, shit. People always say shit like that to me. They're like, oh, you look so old. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I've heard it,
Who
too.
Who says that to
Just because you're a comedian, it's not mean?
Oh, this is what's happening? Yeah. We already talked about the guy on the train with you, right?
We probably did.
The guy.
Also, last night, this was so funny. Tom and I had a great friendship moment where Julia Olson, Solomon, friend of the show, she was like, Tommy, you're so suave. And I was like, what the fuck? And Tom goes, he thinks you said you're so small. Like, he knew what I misheard and was mad about.
And he did hear that. Yeah. I knew it. I know your offended brain because mine works like that, too. Oh, man, the hangover's back. Zach Galifianakis, get out of here.
That was the worst tagline for Hangover 2. The Hangover is back.
Yeah, that's no good. I'm at Tom A. Brady on Twitter and at My Cat Is From Hell.
Yeah, new Twitter name.
Yeah.
Tom Allen Brady.
Oh, yeah. I'm Tom Allen, but it's still at Tom A. Brady. And like Tommy said, I'll be at the Big Hunt in March. I'll be in, I think it's the Tampa Improv with Tommy Jonigan. Like next month, and then back to Salt Lake City with the old Tommy Johns at Wise Guys, which is super fun. So come on by that. I think that's it. Oh, we like to end all of our episodes by saying keep it crispy. So on the count of three,
I feel like I've done this before.
Be on three.
Yeah, on three. One, two, three.
I didn't do it.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye. Thanks.